Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today we're going to talk a little bit about transformation. Let's get started. 1 John 3, verses 2 and 3 say, "Beloved, now we are the children of God. And it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure." Oh, what a glorious promise. When he is revealed, we shall be like him. Now, I always thought this was speaking of his revealing or appearing when the trumpet sounds, just as Paul described in 1 Corinthians 15, 51, 52. It says, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." This clearly is an instantaneous transformation, one that we all look forward to. But I believe that being like him is far more than putting on incorruption. So I'm inclined to look in Scripture for more transformation. Here it is, 2 Corinthians 3:18. "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." You see, it appears that the apostle declares the coming instantaneous transformation of the new body of the believers in 1 Corinthians. But in 2 Corinthians 3, he points to the present and ongoing transformation of the believer's spirit. By the Spirit of the Lord, we can all see clearly the image of ourselves as in a mirror, it says, displaying the glory of our Lord and being transformed into his image. It's a fulfillment of God's original intent when he said, "Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness." That is, even now, we are being transformed into his image spiritually as he is in union with us inwardly and as he lives his life in and through us. "A little while longer, the world will see me no more," he said, "but you will see me because I live. You will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father and you in me, and I in you," John 14. So, the revealing John spoke of is actually twofold. One we look forward to in hope, a hope that purifies us, and one that is even now ongoing. In both cases, there's a transformation, and Christ is glorified. In both cases, we glorify Jesus because it's his glory. It says in Romans 8:18, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." So, I will join with Paul in exhorting all of us from Romans 12:2, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind," that is, your understanding, "that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.